Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Life 365. This is Michael Tazzoni and this is day 25 already. Sorry, this one is a bit of a delay compared to the others. It's been a little hard to keep these things on time with so many things to do and see around here. So today we want to see a place in Canada, in Toronto, called Casa Loma. It was built by a guy named Sir Henry Pollard. And this place and the whole story of Sir Henry really reminded me of a book that's actually kind of polarizing. Some people like it, some people hate it. And the book is called Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. For those of you who haven't read it, the central theme of the book is that all the protagonists are major industrialists who have created a lot of industries and technologies and just products and things that we all use. And the antagonists are all the kind of the populists, the politicians, the gossip column writers. And the reason the book is very polarizing is because the central theme is that people who work to build and improve the world, they should be allowed to have rewards for their work. Whereas the antagonists believe that the products of their work should be shared with everybody else equally. So the whole theme is kind of like individualism, where you work for yourself to benefit the world and reap all the rewards to yourself, versus populism, where you should be working for everybody else and all the rewards should be shared. Some of the criticisms of the book is just that some people think it's too long or it's not written well, but the main conflict is just between the two groups of people. The people who are the ones who are doing all the creating and building and trying to become successful and grow their wealth, and people who are trying to, I guess, make things more fair in their view by trying to redistribute the wealth. Well, and the characters, some of the people claim that the characters in the book are not realistic, that they're kind of made up or fantasy type of characters, but Ayn Rand actually starts the preface of the book by herself claiming that she knows a lot of people who are would fit the description of the book very well. And the story of Casa Loma and Sir Henry Pollard is actually almost like a story right out of Ayn Rand. So the way it started is Henry Pollard was a real estate investor, a banker, and a business investor. So he invested in oil industries and electrical industries and real estate and train stations and railroads and stuff like that. Yeah, we just have two ducks come by to us to kind of beg for food. Anyway, he was a very successful industrialist. He was a major philanthropist, gave a lot of his money away to a bunch of charities. He served in the military and helped a lot with his country and helping during World War One, especially helping recruit and train troops and then helping to lead them. And one of the big achievements he had was he and two other people actually built the Niagara Falls power generation plant, which was back when electricity was just starting to come out. They decided to take on a mega project to create a huge power generating plant in Niagara. And he was actually very interested in very kind of high-tech futuristic technologies at the time too, which electricity was one of them. And with all the money that he raised, he decided to build a pretty much a castle, which is what Casa Loma is. Casa Loma is Spanish for house on a hill, or hill house. And that was kind of his reward to himself for all the money that he earned. And the purpose of the house was not just for him to live in a big palace, but to entertain people. So he would have lavish balls and parties open to anybody to come in for to enjoy. And he would have social functions there too. So like the Canadian equivalent of Girl Scouts would have their meetings there. But in the same kind of fight that happened in Atlas Shrugged at about the same time, there was a politician called Adam Beck, not to be confused with Adam Back, was an E as opposed to A. Adam Back is one of the core Bitcoin developers who invented the Hashcash system, which is Bitcoin mining is based on. Adam Beck was a politician in Toronto. So Adam Beck was a populist who rose to popularity by on a populist idea proclaiming that electricity should be as free as air, and got everybody to vote to take away the power plant that Henry Pilot and his two partners spent millions of their own dollars actually building up. So Henry Pilot put in millions of his own dollars, hoping to building this business. It was a mega project that people thought would fail, and they succeeded in it, and he was expecting to make money off of it to be able to pay for things like Casa Loma and his own living. But instead, Adam Beck and eventually was formed a government committee, and with the help of the government, basically took over his entire power generating station without any compensation, basically taking all his investment away on the idea that electricity should be free for everybody. So as a result, Henry Pilot had no income to support his Casa Loma, his new house. So to kind of try to make more money, Sir Henry Pilot also started one of the first aircraft manufacturing firms, which, because he was interested in flight, he saw that the Wright brothers finally succeeded. He saw airplanes as being the future of technology. So he and a couple other partners once again put their money together and built an aircraft manufacturing plant. We're starting to kind of get it going. And Adam Beck, again, decided to that flight should be, we need things for the war offered. So he basically appropriated his entire company, took it away from him for the purposes of supporting the war effort to build warplanes. And then to make things worse, Casa Loma, even though it was open to people to come, I mean, it was not open, but it was had lavish parties and gardens. The gardens, I believe, were public, but it was basically for the populace to enjoy. Beck and the populist movement at the time had the idea that it's not fair that somebody has a house of that size all to themselves where everybody else is poor and starving, quote unquote. So even though Sir Henry Pilot actually raised the money and did all the work and success type stuff necessary in order to actually afford a house for himself, but Beck believed that it was not fair for him to have all this for themselves. So it was the city of Toronto. They raised taxes on the property from $10,000 a year adjusted to inflation to over $200,000 a year adjusted for inflation. So basically, just to live in a house, you would have to pay, on top of all the electricity, heating, servants, and everything else, you would have to pay $200,000 to the government in order to maintain it. And it was all these things where government just kept wrecking Sir Henry Pilot's financial situation in life. He ended up just losing everything. He ended up being practically penniless, and the government eventually, since he could not afford to pay for the house during the Great Depression, also the bank that financed him collapsed, and they arrested the people who were in charge of it. So there was no money left at all to support the house. He had no money coming from any of his industries because the government seized them. And in the end, the government also seized the house, which sat for a long time until it was finally taken over by Historical Preservation Society. So now the Casa Loma is kind of a publicly owned museum. But that's kind of also what happens in the entire story of Atlas Shrugged, which was kind of interesting to see a real-life example of something that I read in the book a long time ago actually having happened. We were just joined by a seagull who also wants food. You're probably hearing the ducks in the background, by the way. Anyway, this whole thing is kind of, I guess, important in regards to cryptocurrency, because the whole point of why it was created was specifically to try to prevent such things happening, where people would be able to have their own industries, build their own businesses, and be able to hold their money without government officials coming in and taking it over just for this, with the claim that it's not fair that they earned all this money themselves, or it's not fair that they have all this money, or it's not fair that the industries that they invested their money into are not being shared freely with everybody else. Whether that actually happens or not, I guess that's yet to be seen. But there is kind of the goal. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Seagulls got really angry. Whether that's a goal, I mean, it happens, I don't know, but there is an actual goal of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies is for people to keep what they earn and to make things fair, not in a sense of everybody being equal, but everybody having equal opportunity. Anyway, just wanted to share with you the sad story of Casa Loma and Henry Pilat, which I'm sure, actually, ironically, if you look at the Wikipedia entries, the story of Henry Pilat and Casa Loma is described in detail. But if you look at Adam Beck, there's no mention of it other than he has a statue and was knighted for bringing electricity to, or founding an electrical government board. But nothing about him basically wrecking Henry Pilat's life and converting one of the first electrical projects that electrified Toronto into a government monopoly. Anyway, I guess enough of my ramblings. Feel free to read up on it. The book Atlas Shrugged is also very, very long, but probably should be a required reading, at least an abridged version of it in school too, because it does. Ayn Rand does a really good job describing her philosophy and the philosophy of working for yourself while at the same time improving the world as a whole. And that's kind of what my philosophy is based on too. Yeah, I'm definitely a capitalist in that sense. So, anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.